The recall campaign says it's only about 30,000 signatures short of what's needed to trigger a recall election against Governor Walker. The group still wants to collect at least six times that number over the final 30 days of the effort. The recall adds more pressure on the governor, who's been taking heat on various issues since before he took office. But Walker says he gets a lot of support, too.
There's a whole bunch of other people who give me prayer cards or rosaries or notes telling me they're praying for my family, they're thinking of us. That's the spirit of Wisconsin.
Walker says the Wisconsin spirit also includes dignity, respect for others, and a willingness to volunteer following natural disasters that hit the state. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says he prays for the governor too, but Tate says the spirit of Wisconsin wants its state back.
I think the spirit of Wisconsin wants to return to the values that people have grown up in this state, whether it's a value of fairness, whether it's a value of valuing our children, whether it's understanding that the 32,000 children who've been kicked off their health care for Christmas, they weren't the ones trading derivatives on Wall Street that have put this economy in the rough shape that it's in.
Tate says declaring war on public sector workers and declaring teachers an enemy of the state are also not Wisconsin values. A recall election next year involving Governor Walker could test the spirit of the Wisconsin voter. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.